saving money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Goodness,
the one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
Football cards collecting and investing. His name is Andy. My name is Carter. Jaden Daniels. Where do we start, Mr. Kaysen?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, he's setting NFL history. He's revolutionizing the NFL, not with just his performances, but also the way he trains and what he's doing to the hobby here, man. This is pretty incredible. People that bought his Prism when it first came out have actually made money, and typically you can't say that. You buy a brand new set of rookie quarterbacks, especially heading to the playoffs, you typically don't make money. But that last week of the season where he sat out and Mariota played, that was actually the time to buy Jaden, because now we're entering the stratosphere, man.
Yeah, and obviously if he reaches the Super Bowl, we will see a rookie card do something it's not done before with a rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl during this football card era since the 2020 period. So obviously, Andy, we already get a few questions. Why is it so dang hard for me to pull Jaden for 2024 Prism? Lunchbox says he's been pulling Prism, but he can't get Jaden Daniels cards. That just seems to be the chase. And there's an interesting question for Thomas. At what point are the single prices so high that you are better off just ripping the wax? Case in point, have you seen Jaden Daniels' prices?
Well, yeah. I mean, at this point, with not just Jaden, but the prices of Caleb, Drake May, Bo Nix especially. I mean, this set, it has a lot of chases in it. And even if you're just pulling a silver prism or an orange disco or a laser, like any of these colored parallels that match well with these guys, honestly, a lot of them, especially when you look at Jaden and Bo Nix, pull any type of red or blue or anything like that for Drake May or even Joe Milton. I mean, you've got a lot of hits in this set that you can make money off of if you pull them. And then you go and you look, well, who's the most expensive skill position player? And that's Brock Bowers right now, but not too far behind him. You have guys like Marvin Harrison Jr. that are still selling well. And but I looked at Brock Bowers' orange disco. I mean, that's selling for $60 on average right now, depending on the transaction. And, Jaden's orange disco is now in that $300 range.
$300 for this isn't even a numbered card, Andy.
No, it's not a numbered card. You can go and look at the transactions. I actually got here I'm on page 12, 60 results per page at looking at the sold items on eBay just to find out where that skill position threshold starts on the Orange Disco Prism, which is a popular card this year. I mean, it always has been, but it definitely looks like, you know, it's kind of like that red Pandora from Optic preview or out of Donruss, you know, a couple months ago. This card has been like a primary, very liquid card that's transacting a ton in the market. And there's so many transactions on it, and right now it's very hot.
Yeah, so you are right about the rookie quarterbacks. I mean, all of them that were drafted have a lot of positive momentum going for them right now, right? Michael Penix played really well in those final few games, even though they did not make the playoffs. Caleb Williams, you got the Ben Johnson news, even though it was, Andy, statistically, a somewhat Bryce Young-ish type of rookie season for Caleb Williams. Bo Nix, of course, was phenomenal. Sean Payton, obviously, he was just really good. And then, of course, you have Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Drake May, of course, wasn't the best year for him, but the film was incredible. Andy, we're big Drake May believers on this channel. And you bring in Mike Vrabel. So you got a new coach. Mm. New coaches obviously give you a new sense of excitement. And Andy, one guy that's been extremely shocking how much people are paying for him right now is JJ McCarthy. Andy, I mean, people are not afraid to pay up for a guy who's had one good preseason game versus the Raiders, Andy. So,
yeah,
it's very interesting. People are buying into Kevin O'Connell, Jordan Addison, of course, that Justin Jefferson guy. How could J.J. McCarthy fail? So it's very interesting when you look at all of them and the prices for all of them.
And he may not even start for the Vikings in September. There's still health concerns. There's been no update on his status for September. And the Vikings have, you know, they beefed up the depth chart there. And, I saw J.J. McCarthy Orange Disco. It's not even a color match, the Vikings or anything. That card was still selling for more than the Brock Bowers. People are still placing bets on that card around $70-$75. So it goes to show you, man, it quarterbacks, you know, especially rookie quarterbacks drive the market. There's a lot of that FOMO or fear of missing out that drives the market, and people have to understand that. You know, it's one of those weird intricacies of football cards, especially when you're like, even if you're just collecting, but you want your collection to retain value long term, or even just a year down the road, because the football card market is constantly changing, man. It's constantly changing depending on the time of the year and, you know, just all these different factors that go into it. But that how young they are and how much have we seen from them plays a huge role in the value, especially in the quarterback market.
Yeah, with Bo Nix and these Orange Discos, I mean, they're ranging anywhere from 75, 65, all the way up to 120. Now, here's what I'll say about Bo Nix, and I did this, Andy, as you well know, with Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert a few years ago. Herbert's prices became, like, higher than Burrow's prices, even though both of them are phenomenal. It ends up that Joe Burrow's just better than Justin Herbert. Now, it's close in the minds of many. I don't think it's really that close, but whatever. I'm actually going to do the same thing here with Bo Nix and Drake May. You know, pretty much every rookie parallel you could find. Bo Nix is what I would say, Andy, on average, probably 50% higher than Drake May. I think after next year, I think next year that'll flip. So for me, obviously, with Jaden, like you said, there was opportunity if you bought his Prism immediately because he could get a Super Bowl spike like we've never seen before. But right now, my offseason play is it's just going to be Drake May. I really do think he is phenomenal. And one thing to keep in mind with Drake May compared to Bo Nix are the divisions, right? We don't know what the Dolphins are going to look like. The Jets are a mess. Obviously, the Bills are going to be there with Josh Allen. I'm never doubting Josh Allen again. But the Patriots are a draft or two away from Drake May being in pretty prime position. And one thing that makes what Drake May did this year particularly impressive is how young he is, right? You know, I've made this point plenty of times, Andy. Jaden is so freaking good. He's going to be the best quarterback in this class by far. I've been telling you guys that for months now. But Jaden has never sat the bench, Andy, in his life. He started all 4 years of high school, started all 5 years of college. So he had a gazillion starts, like the maximum amount of starts you could have for a quarterback. Where Drake May has 2 years of college starts and obviously two-ish years of high school starts. I still think the best of Drake May is ahead of us, where Bo Nix has a ton of starts as well. So I think next year it's going to be pretty clear that Drake May's the number two quarterback in this class, and you can hop on that because, Andy, I'm not going to lead anybody astray here.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Drake May play. He plays for the New England Patriots. They pick at number four overall. They're getting a new coaching staff, so this is going to help him out a lot. And they're going hard in free agency after T. Higgins or insert, ooh, you know, maybe Chris Godwin, you know, a big-time wide receiver. Right now, I think the latest mocks have them picking like a defensive lineman. But who knows? You know, at number four, you know, there's obviously they're not going to be picking a quarterback. And the athletic profile Drake May, to me, is kind of like, I feel like Anthony Richardson plus. I mean, I'm looking at Drake May now as like, if you were on Anthony Richardson last year, Drake May's the pivot play, that the guy that's going into his second year that you can buy at value right now because of what Jaden and Bo Nix and even Caleb Williams, you know, yeah, for a lot of reasons and are doing in after their rookie season. I think Caleb Williams right now is benefiting mostly from Ben Johnson, but he had some flashes of brilliance out there. So Drake May is definitely, I think, the first buy we can clearly indicate and see based on comparing his values to these other main quarterbacks in this class.
And Andy, it's done me well, right? Like I did it with Bryce Young this past offseason. I was like, do I really, really think CJ Stroud is 7X Bryce Young? I'm like, nah, I think CJ Stroud's a fantastic quarterback. But, you know, my pre-draft evaluation was Bryce Young was better. And I was like, I just don't think it's 7X. So I bought up some Bryce Young and it did me some well. So there you go. One other interesting player, Andy, that I looked up when I was looking at Orange Disco prices earlier is Joe Milton. Right, so Drake May's backup is interesting. Right, is Orange Disco going for $11-ish? I don't necessarily think Joe Milton's an NFL starter, but we know backup quarterbacks. It's a sexy thing for us, and oftentimes it could be a play. So, any of your thoughts? Are you a Milton-ish believer?
Well, I love the handcuff play in football cards because it makes a lot more sense than in fantasy football. You know, a lot of guys in fantasy say, well, you can't have this depth on your depth chart because that means you're not picking guys that are going to help you win the league, right? So you're taking up a bench spot. But in football cards, it makes a ton of sense because you've got your primary investment. Why not spend just a fraction, an extra 10 to 15 bucks, like you said? Maybe you even get that card graded. Now maybe you get a PSA 10 or something, add a lot of value that way too. But why not have that there ready to go in the event that the starter gets hurt and that backup gets to shine? We know he's got a cannon for an arm. He can show those flashes in game time. Plus, in the future, maybe he shows enough that he gets an actual starting job somewhere, you know, as a veteran quarterback after. And then all of a sudden, those kind of guys, like, think about it, the Mike Whites, you know, the Sam, like what's Sam Darnold this year, but a little bit different because he had much higher draft capital. But think about those guys that sit as backups. Dak Prescott is a good example. Sit as backups for a year or two and then get a starting job somewhere, and all of a sudden their values just explode because that FOMO is still there. People haven't seen him before, so it's right, like they're a rookie all over again.
Yeah, and he's got an 80-yard arm. I mean, he's got the biggest arm crazy we've ever seen in the NFL. I don't think he's that good. I think a lot of his success is coming against backups, you know, preseason and then this, you know, nothing game versus the Bills where they rested everybody. But, you know, people like the flash, and he's got a lot of that. Yeah, I studied him throughout college as a Tennessee YouTuber. So it's he's interesting. He's fun. Very affable guy, too. Andy, before we get into hobby tips and plays of the week and all of that, let's go back and take a look at our playoff predictions. I've not missed an NFC game yet. I've sat here and told you the Commanders would take care of business. Then I sat here and told you that the Commanders would beat the Lions. So I had this matchup pre-NFC. So, Andy, from a football card perspective, we already talked about Jaden Daniels, but your thoughts on this NFC championship matchup when you look at it with a cardboard lens?
Man, I tell you what, the Eagles game was so much fun to watch because they had so much snow coming down. There's a lot of snow coming down all over the country. These outdoor games with the snow. I'll be very interested to see how this affects...
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Jaden Daniels, obviously they played outdoors, but we'll see if it's this kind of snowy environment in this NFC championship game, because that definitely impacts just from a turnover perspective. I mean, the turnover perspective a lot of times is what dictates who ends up getting that final say and gets those extra touchdowns. Obviously, Saquon Barkley was incredible. He took had good ball security as well. So that turnover perspective is huge. I haven't seen Jaden make those turnovers. I also understand that he practices in a simulated environment every morning. Like this cat at what, 1.75x speed? Is this true?
Yeah, the VR stuff. Yeah,
Jaden Daniels is revolutionizing the NFL. This is going to be interesting to see if other guys start doing this. And I didn't learn this until recently. But yeah, he practices in a virtual reality environment at 1.75x speed of the actual game so that he's prepared and the game is slowed down to him in real time. So I'm sure he's going to have the snow on and they'll be in. I'm pumped because you got two rushing passing quarterbacks with great weapons here. Obviously, Terry McLaurin has proven once again he is elite in the NFL at the wide receiver position. And this is going to be a great game between them and the Eagles.
So this is my overall thoughts on Jaden in the cold. That if he wins this game, I mean, it's a completely different stratosphere because he's never really played a game in the cold, period. You know, he played high school football in California, played a college football in Arizona and LSU. So he never really played in cooler temperatures. He played one cold-ish game versus Arkansas. And obviously he's played a few here. But man, if he wins this game in Philly, it's just going to, you know, take him to another stratosphere. Andy, it is also interesting. This guy has always been expensive, especially for a running back, but people love them to Saquon Barkley.
Oh yeah, man. He's a beast, man. He's a true team player as well. You know, he's the guy that just wants to win. So it's nice. And you can kind of like one of the other factors you look at, right, is who the media portrays as the face of the team. You know, when they're talking about the Eagles, a lot of times nowadays, it's Saquon Barkley that they're putting up on there as the face of the team. Whereas it's Jaden Daniels for the Commanders, obviously Patrick Mahomes for the Chiefs, you know. They're putting Saquon Barkley there as the face of the team, and they lean heavily on that run game, especially in this environment. Saquon's been phenomenal, man. So, yeah, you look at his prices, and he already had rarity into his rookie market because he is a 2018 draft class E. So you look at his rookie ticket autos that were already $100 with scarcity, and it's hard to find transactions on these cards. I mean, if you were to look at a 2018 Silver Prism, I mean, for Josh Allen, that's a $1,200 card at this point. If you can find one, it's just that rare. That card actually sells for more than his Silver Prism auto from 2018. This is a fascinating market from 2018 to look at. But now you've got standout players here that are really, really fun to look at.
It's also fascinating looking at Jalen Hurts. His PSA 10 rookie ticket autos are always around like a grand, whether around like a grand now, a little bit under. And Joe Burrow is still at the bare minimum 2,700, but oftentimes in the threes. So there's still some Jalen Hurts, I wouldn't say skepticism per se, but man, Andy, people freaking love Saquon Barkley. That is such a high price right there for this raw rookie ticket auto in a division rivals uniform. He's just that guy, though. He really is.
Yeah, we'll see what this auction ends at. 2:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. Currently at $220, 25 bids. I got to think that card's going to end around $300. Like, if someone was serious and wanted that, they'd have to bid around $300 to get it. And the thing is, if we go here and we look at the solds, and let's filter over here on eBay. Let's look at solds, and let's look at the lowest, like, because that was just a base paper one. Filter out the the fake cards. Not right, of course, I guess, yeah. Not fakes, but yeah, you know what I'm saying. Right. The custom made cards, and you compare what the lowest was. So this one's going to end probably around $300 or maybe more. And then you come and look at November 11th. There's a legit buy it now right there. The same exact card for $150, which seems steep at the time. But this is what the playoffs do, especially when you have a big impact in the playoffs. I mean, there's $180 November 30th, and those were actually buys at the time compared to what you're seeing now. Look, there's January 13th auction that ended at $202.50. And so we're breaking new territory with this auction ending today. And even though that's ending at 230, people are going to be all over it because it is so hard to find the rookie ticket autos for Saquon these days.
Let's go to the AFC, Andy. Obviously, you know, Lamar collectors are in shambles. Man, I am so shell-shocked that the Ravens lost that game. And the thing that I hate in these types of games is, obviously, I predict that the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl and play the Eagles. I hate it when a game is just totally decided by one player's mistakes, and that player is not a quarterback, right? I feel so bad personally for Mark Andrews, but that was the single most disastrous game I have ever seen from a great non-quarterback that heavily affected the outcome of that game. Now, Andy, we can get into a debate about how much of that is on Lamar Jackson. He threw an INT. Well, the INT didn't result in anything. Then he had the fumble. By the way, both of these things happened in the first half. And the only reason the Lamar Jackson fumble happened was, number one, it was a bad snap. And then number two, on the play before, Mark Andrews dropped another pass. So that play never happens if Andrews just catches a very simple pass. So I did a long film study. It's a part of the nooffseason.com network on Power Hour NFL. Andy, I defended Lamar Jackson, but it is interesting. One of the best social experiments of the football card era is doing the Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen price discrepancies. Allen was the quarterback who didn't make as many mistakes. He played pretty solid football. So Allen on to play Mahomes, Andy.
Yeah, I hope he beats Mahomes this time. I really am rooting for the Bills here. And I mean, his market's in the stratosphere. But I think the big takeaway for me out of all this is that Isaiah Likely is a buy, man. Look at this. National Treasures yesterday, especially right now, if you've got auctions ending like this, jump on them, guys, because Mark Andrews' market is going to fall off a cliff. I think if you can sell him now, go ahead. I mean, it wasn't just that one mistake at the end of the game. I mean, he dropped a wide open pass right in the first drive of the game. And then he dropped another one or had another fumble. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this guy has fallen off a cliff this year. And this is after a year where Isaiah Likely has just been creeping up, and proving that he's probably the best receiver outside of Zay Flowers on that team. You know, Rashad Bateman had a good game, but,
Yeah, Bateman was good this year.
Bateman was good this year. And I think, you know, you can definitely diversify a little bit in Bateman, but Isaiah Likely, man, he's just really good, I think. So I think they're going to probably, I don't know what kind of, I haven't looked at the contract situation for tight ends yet or what kind of contract Mark Andrews is on. But what I do know is that this price, $66 for a National Treasure out of 10 with that on-card rookie auto and all the assets this card has, is an absolute buy for Isaiah Likely. He's a great asset to have in your portfolio.
All right, Andy, where did – I love these college trivia things. Where did Isaiah Likely play college football?
Coastal Carolina.
There you go.
I mean, dude, I made some good money on Isaiah Likely earlier this year. I mean, he was breaking out going back to the preseason and the beginning of the season. I think it was the opening night game. He busted out in a big – he had a huge night.
Chanticleer Nation, let's go. Look, I love me some Isaiah Likely. I'm with you. One other interesting fact about Likely is he wasn't – some like ridiculous combine warrior, right? Like so many of the elite tight ends in the NFL, Andy, have like amazing 40-yard dash, vertical leaps, all those things. Like Mark Andrews was ridiculous, George Kittle, all the great, great, great tight ends. Likely's just skilled, man. He's not like insanely fast. He's not like insanely elusive or strong or anything like that. The dude just has it. And I can't wait for him to be an even bigger part of the offense. And look, Andy, it's a strong era that we're in for tight ends. It's going to be interesting to see what tight end cards do with the Bowers in particular, on a Kelsey type of trajectory. So, very interesting stuff. But you know, I think we both believe Mahomes is going to get it done. Are you going Bills?
Oh, I'm going Bills 100%.
Okay.
And I better not see any ticky-tacky flags. I better not see any egregiously missed, you know, hip drop tackles and pass interferences. But we know we probably will, but we'll see. Maybe they'll let him play. I mean, I hate to be like – I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist or anything – but the amount of egregious flags in favor of the Chiefs are adding up, man. It is really adding up. They probably should open an investigation. But I don't.
Oh, Andy's got the tinfoil. Get out the tinfoil hats. Get them out.
I hate to do it, man. I hate to do it, but it. I just got to say it.
Oh God.
I know. Tim. He's.
He's got Mahomes. He's laughing right now. This photo thing. Steven says Saquon bringing the running backs back on the market. Let's go to Matt. Oh, yeah. I think the quarterback buys going into the offseason are Goff, Mayfield, and Darnold. A PSA 10 Goff rookie optic blue went for $250 the other day, which to him is insanely low. I don't know
if it is.
Oh, you think it's insanely low?
Wait, but Goff is aging, and the way that he finished this playoff game, the turnovers, was a bad look, man. And some of those were pretty egregious. And the thing is now with quarterbacks, you know, look at Justin Herbert, you know, the win-loss record, specifically how well they can advance to the playoffs. I think this is going to take a hit into Lamar's market. It's going to take a hit into Goff's market. And I think Goff being the age that he's at, it's going to take more and more, especially with them losing Ben Johnson. Don't be surprised if the Goff prices get a lot lower this offseason and things get really questionable for him, especially because you look at Goff from a fantasy standpoint, now losing Ben Johnson, I could see him sliding quite a bit, you know, with the dual threat capabilities of a lot of the quarterbacks in the league now. I could see Goff sliding quite a bit. And that's my take on him, man. I would wait. I would be buying Goff maybe sometime during October, November next year, hoping the Lions make a good playoff run next year. I think that would be a good time to buy Goff. Maybe even in June, July of this offseason, you could probably buy Goff for much cheaper. I think his prices continue to dip, Carter. But I am on Mayfield. I'm out on Darnold as well. Once again, the way he flamed out. But Mayfield, he generates some of the best single play highlights. And the guy, like, if you look at the game, people are going to look at that game and be like, man, it was so close. And then you look at how the Commanders torched the Lions and they pulled away there, man. So, I mean, you look at Mayfield and you're like, yeah, he is definitely a buy here out of these three.
Jonathan asked you, Andy, I have bought several, and by several, see, so Andy, I got engaged in London, so I love British speak, all right? But I never took the word several as 70 plus, okay? So Jonathan, oh, okay, I think he's saying price, $70, I don't know. But he said, I intend to grade the top performer. Should I sell my red Pandoras or should I grade them? Says Jonathan.
Wait, sorry. Where's the comment that I missed?
It's a little bit up. It's a little bit up the chat.
Okay, I got it. I'm not great at multitasking here, Carter. So you were reading me the question. I was trying to find the comment.
No, that was on me. I should have told you to scroll it because I wanted to get back to it. Because Jonathan Eagle Sports Cards, my guy across the pond.
Should I do so or sell them now? This is a great question, actually, because I actually did some investigating on the Red Pandora before we got on the stream here, and those cards have gone up, man. I actually, even looking at Drake May, you could have got his orange.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Excuse me. His red Pandora back in December for like $15, yeah, beginning of December. And now that card, look, just yesterday, I buy it now for $70. And if you look at the grade rate, like right here, here's two PSA 10s. The grade rate that we're getting back now and that our software developer is actually adding into slabhawk.com right now, it's really promising. Like the grade rate is coming back well over 50%. So that's a promising indication that, yes, you should get your red Pandora graded because, look, I mean, you could potentially triple the value of it just from grading alone. It's a great asset to have. I told you guys this card has staying power. And it's going to continue to be popular. Look, Prism's out. It's a huge set, but the Red Pandora is still doing well. I think, you know, this ranks above Select. This ranks above a lot of cards, even just out of general optic, because these are going to be more rare than the general optic holos and stuff like that. And it's like one of the first rookie cards, like true license, rated rookie, chrome stock finish cards that came out for these players.
You can go back and look. I told you guys to buy Drake May Red Pandoras all day. I love the color match. I also just like the design of the card. And I've never really been a big Pandora guy, but there you go. Even the PSA 9 right there going for a hundo. I like that, man. Yeah. Okay. So I got to shout out this. I don't think I've ever seen him comment before. Bob Roberts. Okay, so Bob, I have got to ask you this question. All right, this is way more important, Andy, than football cards. All right, did his parents really name him Robert Roberts? I've got to know. I've got. This is just crazy to me. So he's. I've got to know. I've got to know Robert Roberts, but. I do agree. I'm looking to get a mega box from Walmart if they're on the shelves. I'm actually going to go today. But football, okay.
Yeah, Carter. I think in terms of like 2024 Prism retail boxes, the bigger the box, the better, in my opinion, in terms of retail boxes. So if you can get this from Walmart for $130, 96 cards, I mean, obviously you hit one orange disco of those quarterbacks we mentioned, like Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, or Jaden Daniels, you're going to break even or make money. Obviously, make money on Jaden and Bo. And then there's a lot of other players in there too, Chase, that are all liquid right now. It's great. I think in investment, you could even this is where it gets interesting, Carter, because if you have the temperament and the patience and the discipline, leave this thing sealed. This is one of those boxes you want to leave sealed, man, and stash. And after Jaden wins, you know, we'll see what happens, man. This could get crazy in 2025. At the end of 2025, what these boxes go for to chase some of these players.
Yeah, I have had the urge to rip some of my 2020 sealed wax, but it's just going to stay up there. I'll probably give it to my kids and give it to the grandkids. It's interesting. Let's go to Dr. Tolles. I called it before the Eagles game. Jaden Daniels, Raider rookies, $5-6, scooped up a bunch. Now they're 12-15. If he beats the Eagles, they'll go for 20 plus. Look at you, Dr. Tolles.
Yeah, great idea. Those also typically have a high raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. Virtually every year, we always see those around that 60 to 70% raw to PSA 10 conversion rate. So those are great grading candidates. I remember I didn't even pre-grade a stack. I'm talking, I was like 10, Jalen Hurts, and like six or seven of them came back 10s. I didn't even pre-grade them, Carter. I said, a base Donruss, Jalen Hurts, rated rookie. Let's just send it in and see what happens. I did a video for that a while back, man, and they like 6 or 7 out of 10 came back as 10s, and that was without even pre-grading. I think that kind of happens each year for this product. Yeah, I mean, you could see these get up over 20 for sure, and that just goes to show you can attack different areas of the market depending on what your budget comfort level is that you want to spend. You know, this is a great base entry-level card to get in on for a quarterback whose rookie auto and rookie serial numbered market gets crazy real quick.
Let's go to Don. My holding Drake May. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I'm obviously going to buy some Drake May this offseason when everything just kind of settles. I just don't believe Bo Nix is a better quarterback than Drake May. I think it'll be pretty clear after the end of next season that Drake May's better. So, if that's the case, if I know that Drake May is going 50 to 60% of Bo Nix, in theory, if I do buy a bunch of Drake May and I think he's going to end up being better after the end of next season, I'm going to buy. So there you go. It's a good question, though, Don. I appreciate it. And look, I want this to be known as well. I am not a Drake May like the ESOT. I don't like him the same way I like my LSU guys. It's just what I see. His film is really, really good. He does some stuff that just cannot be taught. And this was with Andy, bad coaching, bad receiver play, bad offensive tackle play, bad offensive line play, and some difficult teams he was going up against. And he still put together some ridiculous film. So I'm in on Drake May. I just am. Let's go to Family Burliner. Is his question, best offseason time to buy Burrow, Herbert, and Lamar, Andy?
Problem is Burrow, T. Higgins even, they're the very obvious plays that people are continuing to make. They got a lot of merit behind them. They've been to the big game before. So, yeah, those are tough. But if you stalk the auctions, you can get lucky and find an auction that's ending on a Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern, which, you know, 10 a.m. Pacific or something, and all of a sudden you can capitalize. But it is a lot tougher, especially, you know, when you're at a show, you got a rare card from one of those guys. It's like, yeah, you know, that's still it. That's still got the it factor. It's going to be still difficult, but easier to buy Herbert and Lamar, especially Herbert. I think Herbert prices have gone down a lot, and as long as Jim Harbaugh is staying their coach, I do feel like there's upside in Herbert. But man, golly, why do you have to flame out so bad here, Carter?
I want to show you this, Andy. I've met this guy before, and let me okay. All right, have you ever seen this guy Rothcards? I know some of you follow him. Man, this guy is buying up like all the elite products. Okay, I mean, look at all these Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, it's a Caleb Williams gold vinyl. Already these cards graded by PSA 10s. Then you go to here. Look at that.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
God bless America.
Yeah. I mean, he's golly. I didn't even want to guess. I don't know. It's got $300,000 worth of cards and two cards in front of him right there, something like that.
I would say about $350,000. I know there was a $200,000 bounty on just a regular black finite one of one. And then look at these dude. This dude's pickups are insane. Penix again.
He's getting those Penix. I like the Penix play. Penix is definitely hot. He's got some demand in the market. So he's going to be a good flip in September, especially. I still have belief in the coaching staff there in Atlanta, like the weapons. I think the Falcons get out of Cousins' contract this offseason, and Penix is the starter in September. That's going to be a nice flip. The problem, and then he's got Drake May. The problem with and Jaden, I would really be looking to rip out of a pack. The problem with buying his singles right now is they're high, but they could continue to climb higher. I mean, this is the thing. Jaden's revolutionizing the game, man. So he's almost one of those guys where it's like, golly, should I just bite the bullet and pay up for one of his cards just to have some exposure? I mean, yeah, you could for sure, but it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for him to continue to increase in value, but they're going to retain their value really well.
Yeah. I met Roth at the Dallas Card Show a few years ago, and his buddy Taxi. Let's go to Dr. Tolls. Do you think it's a good idea to sell Allen before the Super Bowl if they get in? Yeah, that's when you sell. Yeah.
If you want to make money now, I think he's also a fine hold. I mean, I think this guy's going to continue to be playing at a very high level. Quarterbacks play a long time. Allen has been very sturdy, knock on wood. You know, he's not a guy that gets hurt a lot. He's a guy that puts a ton on his shoulder, generates incredible highlights, is fun to watch. And so I think they're going to be in contention for years to come. And Josh Allen will be in that MVP conversation for years to come. So, yeah, I think you could hold him as well, because remember, 2018 product is pretty rare. Like, if I had any decent condition-looking Josh Allen, I would be grading it. Absolutely. So if you have raw Josh Allen, grade that and try and – if you don't get a 10, just crack it out, man.
Yeah, I would sell him before the Super Bowl, because I don't know if he's ever going to get back in it if he actually gets in. Because – now, here's the thing about Jaden that's very interesting is it's so much easier to get through the playoffs in the NFC than the AFC. It just is. And this year, I felt like the NFC overall was deeper, but the AFC quarterback hierarchy, like, you still got to go through Mahomes again if you were to go back again. And Andy, the Super Bowl hype cycle is unlike anything else. Especially if Allen beats Mahomes in like a legendary game, which it's going to be this next Sunday. So I would heavily consider moving your Josh Allen, but I can also understand holding because he will be a Hall of Fame all-time great.
Yeah, I think that's when you look at like how many Josh Allens do I have? Should I move some more of these more common ones and hold on to the more rare ones? I think that's a great idea. If he does beat Mahomes, though, they're going to the next level. I think you start comparing Josh Allen's card prices to Mahomes. There's not a big scarcity difference from 2017 to 2018, you know, especially seeing how Josh Allen, like Mahomes, was not the number one overall pick in their draft class. So they didn't get the same print run. They, you know, now, yeah, they look at every first-round quarterback and they're like, you know, Fanatics is – jumping on them, and they're printing based on that draft capital. And they did that back then, but it was really like a lot more focused on the number one overall pick. And then it scaled back, like it titrated down from there.
Chris says, I have a lot of JJ McCarthy autos, low number cards, inserts. Yeah, I could see moving it now because McCarthy, you know, does have a lot of interest. We don't know for sure if he's going to be the starter, but I do think JJ McCarthy is going to be a good player. What say you, Andy?
Yeah, I mean, he was really exciting there before he got injured at the beginning of the season. So I think JJ McCarthy is going to come back and he'll be a fun player to flip. And I do. I think he's going to be decent with some upside, especially in that environment on the Vikings.
All right, Andy. Hobby tip of the week.
Well, my hobby tip this week is, and this is something that I didn't do well this year. And it's okay because they're cards that at this point I plan on holding. But if I wanted to make like top profit, it's important to not wait to list your cards, right? Because you got to remember the hobby continues to move. And if you hold on to cards for a couple months, especially like for prime example, I'm going to share some cards for you that I got right here that I waited on and never listed. Never got crazy. Oh. Marshawn Lloyd, rookie premier. Auto Troy Franklin, rookie premier, Panini Instant rookie auto. I've got a couple more that I think are going to retain okay. Bucky Irving, Jalen McMillan. I've got a whatchamacallit over here. I got whatchamacallit. I have a Carson Steele. I've got a couple Brian Thomas Jr. Panini Instant rookie autos. And I think, like, you know, Thomas and Irving and McMillan, they're going to retain good value. These other guys, it'll be interesting to see if they ever go back up in value. But I could have made money on those if I would have.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Listed those right away once I received them. And so that's my hobby tip. Like, don't wait. If you really want to capitalize on a portion of your collection to make profit, either to reinvest into better cards for your collection, or to just do it as a fun side hustle. It's kind of like playing fantasy football, right? Then don't wait. Make those moves. Get those cards listed. Establish some type of daily routine where you're listing cards every day. I didn't do a great job about that this season because of everything else going on in my life. So, you know, I probably won't make my money back on those few, the Troy Franklin, the Marshawn Lloyd, and the Carson Steele, and a couple others here. But, you know, even like I have a bunch of JJ McCarthy's instance, and I've got, you know, some Malachi Corley's and all kinds of other stuff that I could have sold on the speculation and the hype. Luke McCaffrey, Ricky Pearsall, you know, it's just, yeah, I would say when you get these cards, make sure you list them right away. And that same thing goes for a lot of these 2024 prisms, and you don't have to roll them out in auction, man. Do it in a buy it now to where you can set your price. So if you feel like there's upside, then bake in that upside into what you're listing your card at, you know, roll it out with a very small percentage of promotion, maybe if there's a bunch of other cards competing against it, and do that consistently to, if you want to continue to make profit on those cards.
Whoo. Hobby tip of the week. That's a good one. Obviously, keep listing. I get a little lazy with my listing as well. Mine is just very simple. Don't get caught up in the Instagram stuff. So I shared those Roth card things. I have no idea how he's paying for all these. I really, really, really don't. I mean, that is that was over $1 million in cards, and we just watched.
But he's been doing that for a minute. And we made a deal for like a year or two ago for 1-of-1 Tom Brady auto and stuff. And so I know in the card market, there's different tiers, right? And sometimes it takes money to make money. But if that's it. Like, you don't have to have that level of money to invest to make money. You can do it at a much smaller level and work your way up. I don't think he worked his way up from flipping base Donruss, but it is possible if you do it smartly, you know?
So, yeah, I mean, don't get caught up in that. Like, you don't have to buy these rookie quarterbacks for the substantial amount of money that you have to buy them for. So I would just caution against, like, I know we talked so much about the rookie quarterbacks. I mean, to buy Jaden Daniels card, you gotta buy. Like, I mean, it's going to be costly. And Orange Disco Prism is what we actually started talking the show about. Andy, how desirable is that card in the long run for a lot of people?
It's solid. Yeah, it's solid, especially when you have it in PSA 10 condition or any 10 condition, really.
Right. So there you go. Play of the week, Andy. I'm actually going to go first here, and it could have just been an off year, but I'm still a believer in Breece Hall. He's only 23 years old. And the Jets are going to have, like, the absolute most brutal offseason. It doesn't look like they're going to hire one of these hot, sexy, young hotshot coaches. There's going to be kind of a dull transition period with whatever the hell is going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. Man, I still think Breece Hall is fantastic. And he didn't make the Pro Bowl, had a somewhat down year. And Andy, believe it or not, there were some clips and some film evaluations where Breece looked a little washed, like, and not washed in, like, I don't think he's ever going to come back, and he's only 23, but guys he should have made miss, right? I understand running backs are risky propositions, but I think, Andy, his offseason value is going to go way down, and that is where I want to buy. You know, this guy was a league winner year before this one. And a lot of people aren't going to want to buy stuff because they felt burned taking him in his fantasy leagues. But, you know, I'm still a believer in the talent. So if I see rookie autos going below $20, $25, then that's an opportunity for me. So we'll see what happens. Or am I totally off on this?
No, I don't think you're totally off. No, I think it's solid, man.
All right. There you go. Hobby play of the week.
Well, I'm starting to make plays off free agency and draft. I think that's the most exciting thing I'm looking forward to right now. So I'm looking at the latest draft, and I'm like, do I really want to bet on a skill position player for the Titans, you know, a number one overall pick? I think it's likely to go here quarterback. Will Levis is – yeah, for a lot of reasons, he is, if you look at the data, he's dropped the most in card value over the past 3 months than anybody in the hobby. Will Levis is just absolutely tanked. And I think the Titans draft a quarterback here, whether it's Cam Ward or Shadur Sanders, you know, maybe that's up for debate. But, you know, it's like, do I really want to invest in Calvin Ridley? Because I know Cam Ward and Shadur Sanders come at a really pretty premium. I think as I look further down, I'm looking at the Giants. I'm like, maybe I can snipe some Malik Nabers here on the New York Giants. Ooh. At a decent value. Because when you look at that tier of card, that non-serial numbered colored parallel, just look like looking at his red and green optic preview, $19.99. Still not bad, but still way high. Like, here is a Blue Eyes Prism out of 99 for Malik Nabers that sold for $332 today in auction on 25 bids. That is expensive, man. So his market's still doing really good. I mean, his oversized jumbo, $140. And if I were to compare that to Roman Dunze, for example, that's a $20 card. So then I started thinking about, well, can I make a play off the coaching change? And I think so. I think that you can make a play on DJ Moore. I think you can make a play on Roman Dunze. So ultimately, they kind of looking at that. So when I looked at Malik and then compared him to Rome, because he's a guy that I'm very interested in moving forward on the Bears as they revolutionize their offense this year. He's a guy I'm very interested in. I found a, like, look at this. Silver Disco Prism rookie auto for Rome, $70. You typically don't see that. I mean, go look that card up for Ladd McConkey, for Marvin Harrison Jr., for any of these other guys, for Brock, for Malik Nabers. It's going to be way more, way more. I mean, we're talking a lot more. So, you know, I look at the prices here on Rome, and he's at values. So, like, look, here's an auction that finished at $64.78. I can make money on that card all day. I think you got $100 upside on that card in year two for Rome. So I think ultimately this is landing me on Rome Odunze as play of the week.
I thought about going with Rome. It's going to be interesting. So like you said, Ben Johnson coming in. If they play him in the slot, which I think they actually should do a little bit more this next year, even though he's not a slot receiver, he's a true X, then he will profit, right? He will profit big time. Cole Kmet's also going to be interesting with Ben Johnson, since it's such a easy get-open tight end offense. So there you go. Kyle wants to talk about Cam Scadabo. Andy, are you part of the Scat crew?
Scadabo, man, that's a deeper name than I'm familiar with, so you'll have to school me up.
So Arizona State running back, dude is the best tackle breaker I think I've ever seen.
Really?
Like he's ridiculous. He had one of the best college football playoff games ever at running back. He was throwing up on the sideline, threw for a touchdown, almost caught a touchdown, and the dude just breaks tackles. Doesn't have like top end athleticism, but he's ridiculous. So this is a very strong running back draft class. And Andy, one thing that's interesting about the rookie running back draft class, they might get drafted a little bit higher. All right. And this is my reasoning. The first, this is not a good free agent running back class. Second, people like to copy other teams. So the Ravens and the Eagles are two of the sharpest, you know, teams in the NFL. They say, look, while the market is down, let's go get Saquon Barkley. Let's go pay Derrick Henry. And it was profitable. I mean, they both, you know, they won a lot of games because of that. So what I think is going to happen is teams are going to draft running backs a little bit higher than they have in the years past. So Scadabo, maybe with better draft capital. Obviously, looks like Ginty is the consensus first running back off the board. Andy, I would think Ashton Ginty will go in the first round. Who is that RB2 going to be? I don't think it's going to be Scadabo, but he's in that range. So if he's a second round pick, sky's the limit. The landing spot obviously is everything for a running back, but we'll see what happens.
I think the Dallas Cowboys are definitely going to draft a running back here towards the middle to end of the first round, or the Chargers. The Cowboys are may draft a running back. Also, the Chargers are in, you know, they're looking for bell cow. And then yeah. I like that idea because it makes a lot of sense. You get the best years out of a running back in their early years for most of them. And so why not get them on that rookie contract, draft them, and so you don't have to go and pay bigger money in a free agency for a guy that's older and more injury prone.
We'll get to this. You know, where was the show last week? So I lost my father-in-law last week. That's why we didn't do the show. Andy and I love doing the show every week, but yeah, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer. There was a legitimate reason why we didn't do the show last week. So there you go. But it was good to know that we were missed. Andy, that's great. Connie, Andy, what's your take on Jahmyr Gibbs moving forward?
Gotta wait, man. I think you might be able to snipe him in some auctions this offseason, but it's going to be tough.
I mean, he was like as good as Saquon Barkley was. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs had some cartoonish games. His final two games were like stupid good. What he did versus the Vikings and then the Commanders. Whew.
Yeah.
I guess you do have to just wait and see what's going to happen. Family Brother, I appreciate that.
You have an easier time finding better deals on Bijan Robinson right now than you would Jahmyr Gibbs. I would actually be betting on or trying to find deals on the Falcons players. I think they're going a little bit more under the radar than the Lions players. It'd be nice if some of these Lions players would fall off the cliff, but I just don't see it happening until maybe the new offensive coordinator they bring in next year doesn't start off well and Gibbs falls into that midseason slump. It's harder because in the running back position, you can just literally just hand him the ball. It's not like you had to give complicated play design for him to go off, but you know, let's see. I mean, they could lose a few games at the beginning of the season. Who knows? I mean, that could happen. That's why I think you got to wait on Lions players and maybe and hopefully buy into them midseason dip of 2025.
I really hope someone else other than the Chiefs. I'm with you, James. I appreciate it. Clickbaits, we appreciate you. But yeah, Jahmyr Gibbs is special. He's special. It is interesting though, Andy, that Bijan Robinson had like the best season of his career and didn't even make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
It was Barkley, yeah. Gibbs, and Jacobs that got in, which is crazy. Now Saquon will get in as an alternate if the Eagles go to the Super Bowl, but still. But there you go, man. Great show, Andy. I'll let you take the last question if you want to get to another one.
Let's see. Invest in classic Pokemon. I mean, you could. I like doing Pokemon cards with my daughter. I'm actually planning to go to another card show here soon and filming it with my daughter, and that'll be a lot of fun. It'll probably be like a double premiere because I did start a family quest channel, Carter. So
yeah.
I'm intertwining more of like the things that I'm doing with my family and my kids with, you know, having fun and creating content. Cause I really love that aspect of making videos as well. So yeah, check it out. If you guys are interested, I'll probably put that up on both videos. It's the Case and Family Quest, that channel. So yeah. Kenneth Walker III here by Stephen Brooks. That's a good buy. Seahawks players, I feel, are flying under the radar right now, Carter.
They'll get a new OC. They got a very forward-thinking coach. We'll see what happens. And I was actually going to save this for the end as well. You know, so we, you know, laid my father-in-law to rest, and there were all these families, and you know, you do like these parties and stuff like that, and you know, when I would get introduced to their families and their kids, they would tell them that I was a YouTuber and did sports stuff. And, you know, the kids love YouTube. I mean, they just do, right? So they thought what I did was so cool as a film study, whatever. And it is amazing how many of these young kids love football cards. So I asked them, I was like, hey, I also do football cards. And they're like, oh, we're ripping, right? They're ripping Donruss. They're ripping Mosaic. They don't give a damn if it's Prism or not. They don't. They just like ripping.
Yeah.
So I always, Andy, keep cards on me. Like little, like base cards that are better thrown away. And I give them to kids. It makes their entire day. So, you know, I know a lot of football card people that are also like school teachers. They give out their football cards to their students, whatever. But if you're not around kids a lot, which I'm not, you know, I work from home. I don't have any kids myself. I make sure if I'm around like a family gathering, I always have like just these cards to give away to kids. It changes their entire night. Like they freaking adore it. So with those base cards, don't throw them away. Just put them in little team bags and give them out. And man, not only do the kids love you, those kids' parents love you, because you know what? It shuts those kids up. They quit crying, and it makes their day every single time.
Yeah, and there's a lot of really great dealers at card shows I've taken my daughter to in the past that she's gotten all kinds of free stuff. And I think that was she loves going to card shows because of that,
yeah.
You know, that experience. And then also, like I taught her, like if they tell you it's 50, like offer 40, you know, and she's spending her own money saving up. And it's like them learning the art of the deal. They always like a lot of the dealers, especially if a kid asks them, hey, will you take, you know, 20 for this instead of 30 or whatever it is, you know, just like, I don't know, 25% discount or something. Most of the time they're going to give it to them because it's a little kid like learning. And so that's an advantage that kids have at card shows. Plus you get the free stuff. So it's like a win-win, you know. So it's card shows are a great place for kids to go and get their feet wet in like the art of the deal and like in collecting singles and like strategically building their collection, you know.
Yeah, it's more clickbaits, especially if you're like in a church community. They kids freaking love it, and they just do. Great show today, Mr. Kaysen. All right, so you're going Bills, Eagles.
No, I'm gonna go Bills, Commanders. I bought into the Jaden Daniels hype. It sounds crazy, but I bought into the Jaden. Unless Jalen Hurts starts training at that VR and at 1.75x speed and gets ready for this game, I think Jaden's going to end up outscoring the Eagles in this game again, or, you know, this week. And I don't know, man. This is revolutionary stuff. We're witnessing history in the making in the NFL. And so I'm jumping on the bandwagon after they beat my Bucks. I got to hope that they go all the way this time. And so Commanders, Bills.
Yeah.
I think the Bills win. I think the Bills win, Carter.
I'm opposite. I think it's another rematch in the Super Bowl. Chiefs, Eagles. It is interesting, though, Andy. Of the four quarterbacks, Hurts is playing the worst. I mean, by far. I know he had the snow game, so it's a little bit different. But he's just not playing the best right now. But, man, I'm telling you, that Eagles offense is arguably the most talented offense I've ever seen. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they are that freaking stacked where it gives Jalen, you know, that bit of room. And that's a year after they lost arguably the best center to ever play the game. So it's very interesting.
Jalen Hurts is definitely still banged up. Tim commented on that. You could tell he's still banged up. And go watch his post-game interview. Did you watch his post-game interview?
Oh,
my God. You could tell he's on some type of painkiller. Because Jalen Hurts never acts all like...
Oh, giddy. He was giggling. Okay, I did see this. Yes, he was.
He almost dropped an F-bomb. And he was like all giddy about the snow. And he was just like... Jalen Hurts never acts like that. He's very like... you know, cool guy, like more laid back and everything. And he was definitely on something, dude. So I'm guessing they had him on some kind of painkillers in that game. So that's playing a factor for sure.
Let's go, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle, appreciate you, man.
Look at you, man. That's going towards the family channel. I watched both the videos.
I appreciate that, man. Yes, I linked in the description if anybody's interested and wants to see what I'm doing with the family outside of football cards. It's Kaysen Family Quest. And we have two videos up right now, but we're going to be getting to, you know, a new adventure pretty much every weekend. And one of those is definitely going to be going to a card show. And it's going to be, you know, looking at Pokemon cards and football cards as well, because I'm interested in making deals on those as well in the at the show. For sure. So yeah, but the goal of that channel in a told the kids and everybody else this as well. Anything that we make from that channel, when it does get monetized one day, I am going to put into the kids' savings accounts for their future when they grow up. And then they can have it when they turn 18 and move out of the house and stuff like that. That'll be their nest egg to take with them, get them started.
Gabriel says he only watches us when he's on the toilet. Let's go, Gabriel. That's what I got to watch out, man. You don't sit on the toilet too long, man. Your ass bones start getting a little sore.
The legs go numb. The feet start tingling.
They get sleep. Yeah, and you. One more thing before we go. All right. If I have to hear another human being say that Ohio State, this version's Ohio State, would be able to stay on the field of 2019 LSU. Go learn ball. That Ohio State, people are calling that Ohio State team an all-time great team. Stop it. 2018 Clemson, dust them. 2020 Alabama, dust them. Okay? 2019 LSU destroys them. Destroys them. Okay? It is.
Have you seen what the Jeremiah Smith rookie autos have done? Because he literally has nothing. Like, there's no Bowman U, anything like that. He's got this NIL signed limited release autograph from Five Star here, $450. The auction from PC Sports Cards last night ended at $375, but this buy it now went even higher, $450. Got that little rookie card logo on it and everything.
Dude, he's so good, man. Have you actually sat and watched this guy?
Highlights.
Dude, he's so freaking insane. Wide receiver class that year is going to be stupid good. Like, there's like at least four others that'll go in the first round 3 years from now or 2 years from now. He's stupid good at football.
Look at this. December 16th, that card was going for $180.
Wow.
And today it sold for $450. Cha-ching. Wow.
But yeah, dude, he's so good, man. He's so stupid good. I know that team's loaded, but that dude is built different. Humble kid, too.
But I mean, that's just more proof that you can buy these chalky good players beginning of December, end of November, and then cash in January, towards the end of January.
All right, y'all. It was an absolute fun show. If you want to grow your football knowledge, check out Power Hour NFL. I do film breakdowns of all the key playoff games. My Mahomes breakdown is done. Andy, what are your thoughts on the Mahomes flop?
The Mahomes flop.
He's got to stop that stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know you're already protected better than anybody in the league. We don't need the flopping. Don't need the flop.
I saw Kincaid or what's his name do a flop. I think it was Kincaid that did a flop for the Bills this past weekend. And I was happy the refs didn't call flag. Like, they let him play in that game. Like, they let him play for the most part. And I would love to see that in the Bills versus Chiefs game this weekend.
Tim O is my number one viewer on Power NFL. Yeah, they sent me like an analytic report. Tim O is my number one commenter.
Tim O, let's go.
Tim O's become one of my really good friends. And dude's texting me. He's texting me playoff updates all weekend, because obviously I couldn't watch the games in full as they were happening. Tim O's my guy, man. It gets into like the LeBron flop stuff. Don't do that, man. Michael Jordan never flopped. Come on, we don't need flopping. Okay.
Don't need flopping.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next Tuesday. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Milo's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Milo's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.